This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I wanted to share a story with you. And sorry for my English, because I'm not, you know, it's not my native tongue, but I will try my best. Well, this happened, I think, 5 years ago, maybe. And it was in Venezuela, in my mom's house. I was visiting her for Christmas. This was after my dad's death. And we were there, you know, hanging together as a family. And because my dad's brother also had died, we wanted that particular Christmas to kind of like relate to my aunt and my cousins, even though that we are not really close at all. But we wanted to, you know, be polite and try to bring the family together or something. So my mom decided that we were going to go to her house to bring some presents for the kids. And, well, we did it. So we went there, and we were, it was just my mom, my sister, her husband, and their two kids, my niece and my nephew. My aunt had a gift for my niece. It was a little doll, and it was not a particularly weird doll. It was just like a very cheap one. It was inside an open box with a cardboard box, and it was, you know, very normal. A little doll without hair, and it was new, and well, it was just a regular doll. The thing is that when we got to our house, I went to my room after getting some dinner, and my mom went to her room, my sister and her husband and the two kids, they share one room at that house, and everyone was inside their own bedrooms, just, you know, ready to sleep. Well, everyone except me. At that moment, my mom was taking some pills to help her sleep because she wasn't resting very well after my dad died. So she needed something to go to bed easily. And my sister was, of course, sleeping profoundly because she had two kids and they were exhausting. So she was fast asleep as well. I was the only one awake in the house, and I was, you know, chatting online, talking with friends, and I wasn't sleepy at all. It was like 1:30 in the morning or so. So it wasn't that late, but of course it wasn't early at all. Everyone was asleep already. So I was chatting with these friends, and I heard outside my bedroom some noise. I must say that outside my bedroom, and next to it, when you open the bedroom door, you have the living room of the house. And then in front of the living room, you have the dining room, and then the kitchen, that is an open kitchen. So everything is kind of like open together, just divided by a very, very low wall. And to the left of my bedroom, there is a hallway, a very short hallway. And it has my mom's room, and then at the end of the hallway, my sister's bedroom. The doors are very close together, so there wasn't much space at that apartment. It wasn't an apartment, it wasn't a house. So I was there, I was listening to some noise, and the first thing that I heard was a set of heavy footsteps that were coming down from the hallway to the kitchen. And they were easily men footsteps. I mean, it was so clear. It was very, very clear. So much that I thought that it was my brother-in-law, and I thought that he might have forgot something on the kitchen, or I don't know. But they were going from the hallway to the kitchen, from the kitchen to the hallway, and so on. Back and forth all the time. So I was getting annoyed because they were being so loud. After a while, I started to hear the kitchen, sounds in the kitchen. And it was like someone was doing the dishes. It was very, very clear. The noise was, I mean, unmistakable, because I always listened to it when I was in my house and it wasn't my turn to do the dishes. So it was very clear, and that someone was doing the dishes, but you can still hear the footsteps. So I was like, okay, this is weird, because this means that there are at least two people in the house. I mean, the person with the footsteps and then one person that is in the kitchen. So I really doubt that both my sister and my brother-in-law have woken up to go there. But because I was hearing these noises and I was kind of like preoccupied because that apartment has a history of break-ins, not inside the apartment, but upstairs in the roof. And I was so worried, but I was worried and not at the same time, because if a person is standing on the roof like a stranger or a robber, then you hear from my bedroom the footsteps, because the only way to access that rooftop is right above my bedroom. So I didn't hear any footsteps at that particular location. I just heard the footsteps inside the apartment, and I didn't hear the door on the rooftop open. So that was very weird. It must have been someone inside the house. So I kept listening to these noises, and it was very, very loud. So at one point I started hearing dragging noises. And my sister had for my niece a little playground. These ones that look like a crib. I don't know if you know which ones are those, but it was like a crib. And this playground has a particular noise as well when you drag it, because it's made of metal and plastic and well. So I started hearing that, and I talked to my friend, because I was speaking with a friend through Skype, and I put the microphone next to the door of my bedroom door, and I was like, okay, can you listen? Can you hear this? Are you listening to this? And she was like, yeah, I can hear it. I can totally hear it. What is that? Who's there? And I explained her that, okay, I don't know, what is this? Should I go out? And she was like, no, don't leave your apartment, because I don't know, don't leave your bedroom, because that's, I mean, no, who does that? In the movies, the person that goes out first is the one that gets killed. So I listened to her advice, and I just didn't go out. I started calling my sister and my mom, but nothing. They didn't answer the phone. They wouldn't reply, nothing. So I just kept listening to these noises. It was like, I don't know, 20 minutes at that moment of the noises outside. And every time they get closer to the door, and they were heavier, and the dragging sound was all over the place, and the heavy footsteps. And it was horrible. At one point, it was like they started to slow down. So I talked to my friend, and I told her, like, okay, no, I'm going to put the music on my headphones, and I'm going to try to go to sleep, because this is getting scary. So I'm not going to listen to this anymore. So I turn off the computer, I put the music on my phone, and I started listening to music until I fell asleep. In the morning at 6 a.m., I was awoken by my sister. She was calling me, and she was so angry, and I didn't know why. And she told me when she woke up to please leave the bedroom and talk to her in the living room, that she wanted to talk to me in the living room. So I did that. I left my bedroom. I was checking out the apartment, and on the floor, there were some marks, like the dragging marks, because the floor was made of granite, I think it's called, and it was recently polished. So the marks of the dragging were clear on the floor. And she told me that she was really angry because I was playing some pranks on her, and that she was almost fell at that morning when she got out of the room to prepare the bottle for my niece. And I told her that I haven't done anything, but what was the deal with her? What happened? And it turns out that the stroller, my niece's stroller, was parked in front of my sister's door, like completely blocking the door. And I didn't do that. My mom didn't do that. So we don't know what happened there. And then she told me that after that, she came inside to the bedroom. And she, of course, after that, she put the stroller where it was supposed to be. And when her husband went out of the bedroom a second time to take the bottle back and bring something else, I believe, for the other kid, for my nephew, the stroller was back on the same spot. And he was actually kind of like angry at my sister because he thought that she had moved it. And then my sister was like, no, and they both thought that it was me. But I mean, I wasn't even awake at the moment. So my sister was like, okay, this is weird, why did you do that? And I told her that it wasn't me. And I started telling her, okay, you noticed that I called you last night. The reason why I called you is it was because I was listening to some noises and heavy footsteps and dragging sounds and someone in the kitchen, and I thought it was you. Or maybe it was your husband. So who was it? So we called my mom, and my mom was like, okay, what happened? It's too early. And we told my mom, and my mom was like, no, I went to sleep at 10 and I just got up. And these noises were at 1:30 in the morning. So we were talking, and my sister was like, okay, this is too weird, what happened? And there are dragging marks all over the floor. These dragging marks were in here yesterday. And we were really worried because, I mean, we were starting to look at everything, and of course nothing was missing. All the doors were locked. My brother-in-law at that moment had an idea. He was like, okay, what is something that is new in the apartment? What could have caused this? Because we have never experienced something like that. And we are all a bit, you know, concerned with the paranormal in my house because it's, you know, Latin American tradition, and everyone kind of like believes in something. So we were like, okay, this is too weird. Maybe it is something paranormal. So I don't know what could be. Then my mom thought about doll. And because my aunt, she has kind of like a history of doing kind of like witchcrafty stuff to us. Some weird stuff too. She's like buying weird powder to put inside my dad's trunk, or she was wrapping stuff and leaving it at the front of her house when she was younger. So she has always been really competitive with my mom, and her family has always been really like weird and kind of like, you know, I don't know, witchy, but not in a good way. So my mom was like, okay, it must have been something that your aunt did this time. I don't know what it was, but it has to do with her. So my brother-in-law thought, okay, yeah, you're right. And then my mom was like, what if it was the doll or something? Or I don't know. And my brother-in-law, he was like, okay, I'm going to get the doll and see. So he got the doll, and he was like, okay, look at this. The doll, smell it. And I was like, okay, why do you mean smell it? The doll hasn't been taken out of the bag. It was in a present bag or something. I don't know how you call it. But it was inside there, and my sis and my niece didn't want to actually use the doll the past day, so my sister just put it in the closet. When my brother-in-law took it out of the closet and took it out of the bag, we were able to smell the doll. And it had like this horrible, horrible smell. Like, imagine leaving a person without being able to brush its teeth, like for, I don't know, 2 weeks. And then that person puts drool all over a place and that drool gets dry. That's kind of like the smell, wasn't it? I mean, it was horrible. It was a smell of saliva, but, you know, old and dirty saliva. I don't know how to explain it. It was horrible. And the thing is that the day before, the doll wasn't like that, because I was actually looking at the doll and nobody licked it. Nobody did anything to the doll. So it was really weird. And when my brother-in-law smelled it, he was like, okay, no, I'm going to get rid of this right away. And actually he went in his pajamas and everything, and he took the doll to the trash can outside of the building. And well, that day nothing else passed. I mean, everything was normal, everything was perfect. And That following night, I also stayed up to check if someone was there, but nothing. It was completely calm. So I do believe that that doll had to something with that, and I do believe that my aunt was kind of like, I don't know, trying to do something again to us. It was really weird. But it was really nothing that I can explain, and we were always witnesses of that. Well, thanks for your show. Thanks for your work. I'm a proud EPP, and I hope to listen to this story on the show sometimes. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.